Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
What a good track that is. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You missed any of our interview with Ross Tucker? Make sure you get on the Odyssey app, hit rewind, and figure that out. We got a lot going on this week. We got Dan Quinn addressing the media now only, what, 3 days in advance of the NFC title game.
Let's get it.
Ready to roll.
All right. I've been asked early and often as the team got together, what's your identity? And that took some time to answer, as it should. But while we have found our identity, what I hit with the team is that we still haven't found our ceiling. And that fires me up to say that at this time of year. And that's really what we chase about, what we can do to get better and find our space to go for it again this weekend. And we've consistently raised the floor, but we haven't found that ceiling that we're going for. And that's kind of what the whole weeks are about, you know, digging into the skills, digging into things to work for. And that's no different this week, you know, as we're going right back outside to practice. You guys bundle up and be ready to roll. But glad to open up with you guys and get rocking again today. Yes.
Coach, you told me earlier in the week that you took B-Rob aside last week to have a little film session. I talked to him about that, and he said it was kind of eye-opening as far as reminding me of who I am. Have you always done that? Is it something that you did your second go-around here? And basically, what's the genesis of that?
Yeah, I think for the player, I want them to know how much we care and how much belief we have in them. Sometimes if they realize how much belief we have in them, I think they'd be overwhelmed. And it was a matter of just showing and giving that positive example, like, this is exactly who you are. And so wanted to reinforce that and make sure that was there. So nothing different from here. I've done that with other players this season as well. And I just felt like he was the one last week that I wanted to make sure I connected with.
Dan, you talk about identity, and toughness has obviously been a part of that you've been looking for all year. We don't generally view wide receiver as that kind of category, but we see that play last week where Diami and Olamide blocked for Terry and then he's able to go through. And the decision ultimately to sort of go for that type of player at receiver, how much do you think that, how much of a, as an example of that is like a tone setter for you guys that maybe, you know, we don't really think about?
It's a big deal. And we do talk about that as the, really the competing part and the finishing part. And it's ironic, as we got into this postseason beginning, we used to have our individual goals by player. This is what I want to work on over the next month or 6 weeks. And so as we got into the postseason, we did it as a position group. And so one for them was the, you know, perimeter blocking and finishing on the screens. And so it's funny how you get what you emphasize, but they were the ones that came up with that. And I thought, very good example of a number of things on that particular play. The blocking, Terry going like what we call running through the smoke, but also having an awareness for the ball through that, knowing that they were going to come punch it. That's such a big emphasis, Ben, as you know, of who we are and what we do. And so we make a big deal about the ball. And on this day, every week, Tavita is the first one to go, and we talk about ball security with the entire team. And Jason Simmons also presents to the team on this day about takeaways and creating those moments. And so teaching that part of the fundamentals is a big deal, but it starts with the competing and the finishing.
What have you seen out of John Allen since he's come back, and considering he didn't play in the first two Eagles games, how do you think he can impact this game?
Yeah, one, it's just kind of shows like the commitment he did to come back. And when you have that injury, just, you know, in my head, I was like, damn. And I just thinking he's out for the season. And then as it kind of the calendar turn, okay, there's a space going to the doctor, you could outline it. And like anything, I thought the first couple games, him getting back under it to go, and his last game, I thought, was the most impactful. And so that doesn't surprise me, you know, as we're going for him, you know, to be on the rise as well. So it's definitely gave us, you know, a shot in the arm that we needed.
Dan, I know that you and everybody here desperately wants to win Sunday, but I just wonder how you kind of reflect on what this season has been for you in terms of getting another opportunity to show what you've learned over the course of the last few years and seeing it come to fruition so quickly.
Those are good post-game hugs, Adam and I, you know, as we're going through it. But as I get into the week, I'm not there yet, Dave. And there's just so much at hand for this week. And that's, you know, what I wanted our team to feel like. And I felt like I need to stay in that space as well. This is the keys to winning in this game. And so I hit that with the guys on Wednesday and again today. And I'll do it, you know, over the next 2 days, just so we're leveling up as we're going. And there's a prove it side to us all. And, you know, I definitely have part of that, just like the players do. But as far as reflecting back, you know, I'm not there yet.
Hi, Coach. This defense really stood up last week overall. But when you look at the defensive line, what did you see from them? Because they were really aggressive getting at it in going into this game against the Eagles' offensive line.
Yeah, you know what I thought, Donna? That the thing that started the shift of the momentum, I two things. One, they decided to take the ball, you know, from the kick. They won the toss. And so getting a stop early, I thought that was a good way to say, you know, right back to where we're going to go. But I thought Dorrance Armstrong of getting the sack on the early possession and Luvu on the fumble recovery of that play, that kind of unlocked some things. This is how it has to go down today, you know, and being about the ball. But I thought Dorrance's play was the one that maybe, you know, was the igniter of that. And that's one that we needed for sure into that spot. But that was the play that got it going. And I thought then Quan's interception and the return, that was the one. Now the fire caught and now we could go. But those were the plays that I thought really set it off. But they've improved a lot. And so we still got a bunch to improve upon. But the ball was a big factor for us in the last two games. And so we make a big deal of that. And it's not just the defense. It's offense and the return guys of taking care of the ball. So that to us is something that we talk about a lot.
Jaden mentioned that playing basketball as a kid helped him with his court vision as a quarterback. I'm wondering if there are plays this season that his vision, his ability to like see things has really shown up to you.
Yeah, we don't have enough time probably. Like, I wrestled and threw the shot puts. I don't have a lot of good examples of court vision. There's so many, man. Like, he has a knack, which is unusual. And maybe there was a play even this last game where I felt Branch was chasing him and he kind of kicked through. And I think that's also vision where somebody's coming to track you from behind and you can kick through the tackle to remain a passer. And his eyes remain downfield, but there he felt the player behind him. For sure, like looking off people to go, that's a big piece of it. But there's a lot of them. I can't think of one that stands out, but there is a lot.
What makes Saquon so hard to stop, especially with this offense?
Yeah. He's hard to stop, and then especially with this offense. That's a good point. Yeah, like two good questions, and they're both accurate. there's a start and stop factor, John. I mean, that's for sure legitimate. You may have this gap and he can go, and if it's plugged, he'll stop, test the next one, boom, test the next one. And so that ability to work back and cut and then accelerate again, you've seen him outrun safeties who are coming from an angle, but as he gets to the next level, you know, he can break the guys off just by the speed to get outside. He's also got rare, like, change of direction, and so whether it's a spin or a jump cut, those would be the two things to be. But I think the vision behind the line where it's that B gap's filled, I'm coming back to the A, or I saw the safety over here, I'm working them back. So I think there's a combination of vision and then the ability to start and stop, like, super quickly. He has this quickness of a smaller back and the size of a big back, if that makes sense to say. Like, that's an unusual combination, but it's not the size alone of this guy's so powerful, it's both.
When did you know Jaden was legit? Is there a moment, a game?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, which one would be that one to say, okay, that's the one. There were probably, like, glimpses, you know, that equaled up to that. I would say, the, you know, in our regular season, the glimpse at the New York Giants in his first 2 minute to go. It was a giant glimpse against Chicago. That was a, more of like an actual big glimpse. And then as it went, I'm trying to think of one to go. Certainly, like, by the end when we got to Atlanta, there was, you know, like, talking to Raheem afterwards, like, this guy's amazing. And I'm like, yeah. And there's plays that happen that he's able to, we didn't call that play coming in, but the next play took place. He got outside the pocket, he extended plays. So I knew early on the poise was really good. And then as it got into these moments where it became great, that's a big deal. I thought our team over the last maybe 6 weeks, we've gotten better on the field, but we've also gotten better in between our ears. Like, we're more resilient, we have more belief, we're mentally tougher than we've ever been. And so all of that factors in. Like, yes, our improvement, as I was talking about, is good, but it's not just the on-the-field improvement, Nikki, that I'm talking about. It's also a mindset that I will go the distance, I will finish it longer. And so Jaden being right in the middle of that has definitely had an impact on that, because knowing that you're never really out of the fight, that's a big deal. And so why did we have those close games? Maybe that stretch, I thought, build some resolve, not just on the field, but mindset, attitude, connection, belief, and he's definitely a big part of that.
Dan, two things on Cliff. What intrigued you about him in the hiring process? Because it's such a big deal about who you're going to put with the rookie quarterback.
And I've heard two, that.
He's shown a propensity to take input from players and use it on the sidelines and implement it. How has that worked?
Yeah, so going into it, there was a certain, you know, play style that as a head coach that you want to have. And so Cliff competing against him provided some of the most difficult challenges. And that was similar to, you know, to Atlanta to hire Kyle. And this is challenging. This is aggressive. And that's really who I am. So I wanted to make sure that everything would match that. And so going against Cliff, I just felt like, man, this is a really tough group to prepare for and play against. And so as we kept, you know, in touch through that process, knowing that we would have very likely a quarterback selected and his experience with that, I thought, what a perfect fit. What I'd found out was what the competitor is, you know, what a great teammate he is. And so he's been like an absolute blast to work with. Like, he is an absolute competitor, man. Like, he, you know, comes across quiet and that, like, he is a real competitor and like a wolf in sheep's clothing kind of competitor. And I really appreciated that about him, but he's been excellent for us.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Similar to that, what were some of the reasons you wanted to bring, excuse me, Brian Johnson here? Was it some of that quarterback background, knowing that you'd be in this spot, and those thoughts about why you brought him? How's that played out?
Yeah, so I got to know Brian a little bit from Florida and then followed him, you know, going to Philadelphia. And so he was somebody maybe a few years back I had my eye on when he was the quarterback coach there before he was named the OC. This is a coach that you want to, you know, stay connected to. I saw what he's done. And so putting the whole group together, we know we wanted some heavy hitters. And we wanted to surround the offense, the quarterback, with as many of those heavy hitters as we could. And I think, you know, Adam had that vision. I explained that obviously to him, but him up to Josh as well. And so that was like an important part of, like, there's a real process that we're going to go through to make sure we're going to support the hell out of this player that's not even here yet. Interior of the offensive line and tight end and others and a system for offense and support. And so to be able to deliver on that is a good thing. And anytime you do what you say you're going to do, that's a big deal. And Cliff has done that, and Brian has done that. And so Tavita has done that. You know, like David Blau, those ones, they have all, this is what we have to get done. And they, like, absolutely were down for that challenge.
Take three more.
Understanding you signed a handful of veterans during the offseason to help provide leadership, among other things, but among the guys you quote-unquote inherited in the locker room, who do you credit for helping instill culture in the place you want it to be now?
You know, I didn't think of, like, new guys that were here. I wasn't going to really go there. I didn't think that was the way to look at it. Like, they're all our guys now. And so they're all on the same footing. And I didn't want to say, this is how the team did it and how would you think? And so I just knew, hey, who are the leaders we can help develop? And people like Terry, you know, have been such an important figure of that. I knew he was a great professional, but now I've seen the leader, you know, begin to emerge. And now that, to me, is so much different. And so there's a number of guys. But I didn't ever want to go and – whether it was staff or players, these guys were here or not, like, no, man, if you, like, this is us together.
Dan, you've gotten contributions 1 through 50.
That is Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. And one thing I can say, having listened to a lot of coaches and a lot of podium sessions, that dude is sincere. And when he got here, everybody that, you know, they went through their process, and everybody that stayed here, they weren't trying to divide people, like, oh, you were with them, you're with us. It was, we're all here now, we're all pulling this rope to go the same way.
There you go.
And so far, so good. Big opportunity Sunday. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to talk to Matthew Berry at 1 o'clock.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.